So we had more terrorist attacks over the weekend. Well, it actually, if you want to be if you want to be technical, happened Friday. Remember when we went off the air and we were like, "See you everybody later." And the news hit that there was Bangladesh. There was an attack in Bangladesh. It was going on when we were off the air, and these guys are. They're screaming Allah Akbar. They're doing the whole thing. They're Bangladeshi jihadis. I thought Bangladesh is supposed to be the good Muslims. I thought that was the gimmick in Bangladesh. Remember, we always hear, "Well, not all Muslims are bad. Not all, not in Islam. Look at Bangladesh. Look at their gravity." Okay. Well, they're jihadis. It's actually not getting as much play. There was terror all over. I think they're just not sure which one to come. So Friday you had these rich jihadi Bangladeshi jihadis. And I say rich, they all came from like really, really good families, like money. But, I mean, look at Saudi Arabia. Look at bin Laden. Look at everybody associated with Al-Qaeda. Not all of them are desert dwelling creatures that are couldn't get richer than bin Laden and his crew. Couldn't get richer than that bloodline. So these Bangladeshis, they're all from good houses. They went to good schools. The parents were well off. And they went into this cafe. And they had all these people hostage. And they killed 20 people. Like not just a quick kill. Not just like a quick, "Oh, we'll shoot you," and then like they butchered. They separated the Bangladeshis from foreigners and tortured and killed those foreigners who could not recite verses from the Quran. How's that? So they had all these people inside this cafe. And they said, "Okay, you're Bangladeshi. Okay, boom, boom, boom. You're from Germany, wherever the hell you're from. Okay, cool. Can you recite this verse from the Quran? Can you recite?" "No, you cut off your arms. They're going to cut off your hands. We're going to slowly kill you. We're going to make you die by 10,000 cuts." Isn't that wild? Now, that's not workplace violence, right? That's not an act of repressed homosexuality, right? Maybe that's why no one's really talking about this, because this is straight up, "Hey, recite this verse from the Quran. We're going to put the Jeopardy clock. Here it goes. Do-do-do-do-do. Time's up. Go ahead. You are wrong, sir. You're just reciting something you've heard on TV. Come here. Give me your hand. Chop. Boom. Off. Oh, you're bleeding. Oh, it's that. Well, now we're going to chop your other hand off. All right, next one. Can you give us this? And the person is like, oh, you're correct. You get to live. I mean, there was absolutely no questions that these Bangladeshi jihadis killed because they were not pure. They were not Muslims. They were not good followers of the Prophet Muhammad. That's plain and simple, my friends. Plain and simple. They did it for ISIS. ISIS claimed responsibility. And matter of fact, there's like a big ISIS presence in Bangladesh. There's a big presence over there. We don't hear a lot about it. It's kind of mum, but they got a growing presence over there. So this happened Friday. We went off the air while there was this standoff. It lasted for hours. I remember I went out and did some errands. I came back. I thought it would still be on. And it was still going on, but television, they weren't covering it. They were like, eh. And then the next day, there was a bombing in Iraq. Kind of looked like the Oklahoma City bombing. Remember how it ripped the hell out of that building? Half the building was gone. That's basically what happened in Iraq. ISIS did it. It's like 160 people killed. Remember, it's the end of Ramadan. They got it. I thought it was over. Remember Friday when we talked about the Bangladeshi siege? And I was like, what are they, late? A little late. But I was wrong. I mean, I said I might have been wrong. So Ramadan is not over yet, or it's officially over now. But there was still a few days left. So they were getting in all their killing, because remember, the leader of ISIS or ISIL or Daesh or whatever whatever the administration wants to call it. Remember, the leader came out and said, you got to kill everybody. We need to step up the kills. Step up the kills. It's Ramadan. It's almost done. Step up the kills, baby. So they blew up a building in Iraq. It was brutal. 160 some odd people. Brutal. So that happened. And then the last attack was in Saudi Arabia. Now, listen, I don't want to be an Alex Jones conspiracy theorist, but the one in Saudi Arabia seemed like maybe it was a swerve. It was like a sacrificial lamb. It was a... Listen, we got to do a little something because we never get touched. And everybody already knows that we're the ones that support all these terrorist groups. And we kind of get everybody away from thinking that. So let's hit us. They're like, what? What, king? Hit us. Hit us. You mean king? You want us to attack? Yeah. Don't worry about it. It won't be successful. Okay. Okay, king. We're on it, king. Because what happened to Saudi Arabia, they were failed suicide attacks. Three suicide attacks in 24 hours. In Medina, which is the holiest of sites, it's where Muhammad is born. And the other two attacks targeted Saudi security forces and other interests that kind of were associated to the West near the American consulate in Jeddah. So the first one went down near Jeddah. The attacker only killed himself. He had an explosive vest. Policeman was injured in the attack, but nobody died. And he was a Pakistani guy. Blew himself up. So that was one. And then another attack over in a Shiite mosque. Suicide bomber. He tried to kill a bunch of people over there. Didn't work. Killed himself. His vest blew up. So he had two attacks. Failed. Two attacks failed. This blew up the terrorists themselves. And then the last one, which is the one that was in Medina, four people were killed. That's where Muhammad is buried. The attacker died in explosion, and they targeted security officers. So chances are the people that were killed were security officers. So basically, that's why I say it's kind of edgy. I know it's edgy for me to say. It seemed like a staged event to make people say, oh, I guess they do attack Saudi Arabia. Oh, okay. Because three attacks. Two of them failed to do anything except kill the attacker. And then the third attack killed security forces, killed people that were part of the government. Didn't kill civilians. Didn't kill anybody that would get a lot of people upset. Not saying that the security officers wouldn't have family that would be upset, but I mean, who knows if they've been family again, theorists. But when all the terror originates and is funded and comes out of Saudi Arabia, and they're constantly denying it. And you got 9/11 commission reports, and you got all these things that point the finger at Saudi Arabia, and you have all these attacks going on in Turkey and going on in Belgium and going on in France and going on in the United States. And everybody goes, hey, Saudi, what's up? Nobody ever attacks you. Oh, no, we just have good security. We're good. No, I don't know. It seems kind of weird. And then what happens? Oh, look, we have 3 attacks. Look. Yeah, but who died? Oh, well, the first two, no, you know, we got lucky. But look at the third. Look, we lost 4 people. Yeah, but who was it? Oh, you know, the secure. Oh, so they didn't go into a mall. They didn't go into an airport. They didn't go into anywhere where there was just women and children hanging out, playing on a playground, nothing like that. No, so you're just saying a couple security force officers died. Yeah, really. That seems kind of like, what? No, those are people. We got attacked. Yeah, but it just kind of seems like, you know. Oh, no. Was your name Alex Jones? No, my name's not Alex Jones. I'm just saying. It seems kind of suspect. That's all I'm saying. Seems kind of sketchy. Seems kind of sketchy. We got all these attacks going on, and we've got hundreds of civilians that are dying. Hundreds of civilians that are dying. And there's a lot of links to Saudi Arabia, to the kingdom. And you never get attacked. And now, all of a sudden, out of the blue, you get attacked, but nobody dies. At least, nobody dies of women and children stature. No one dies that weren't part of the military. Kind of like for show. Oh, are you crazy? Your name is Alex Jones. Okay. All right, I'm Alex Jones. You win. So that's what happened. That's the terror attacks that started Friday in Bangladesh, ended in Saudi Arabia. Ladies and gentlemen, ISIS is definitely not a JV team. My ISIS is not some mediocre gridiron gang. ISIS is the real deal. Daesh is the real deal. ISIL is the real deal. And as long as Barack Hussein Obama continues to ignore the problem, this problem is going to keep growing and growing and killing more and more people. And just imagine if these animals got their hands. Killer. On something full of anthrax or full of some other chemical agent. Bad news. So Rob Zicari Show, we're out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Twitter, you can go and listen to the program with links that we post and articles that we write. At Rob Zicari Show. Go to therobzicarishow.com. And, of course, go to Facebook, Rob Zicari Show. All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow with more exciting, fascinating news, I'm sure. We'll be talking more about the emails that Hussein Obama and the rest of the extreme left that control the media want to ignore. And we'll probably be talking about Donald Trump, his tweet, and Paul Ryan, the little scumbag. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Be safe. It's Rob Zicari Show.